I guess the elder beaver gives us a permission to get married
3 years into it.
And then you can go ahead and mate.
If your kids and your kids only stay in the house for 2 years. I will check into the swan story for you, but I don't think that is true.
Okay.
All right. Like I know.
Coupon Queen, smartest shopper I've ever seen.
Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, is on the store.
She's
on the store right here. Wait.
Milk, cereal, or even greens, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'll let him finish.
She is one smart girl, best we've seen.
She is the coupon queen. Yeah. Hey, Jill.
Good morning, Johnny.
Wouldn't that be great if your family, you were married to a beaver, and your family, your kids only stayed for 2 years, you could stock up on groceries the way you do, and you'd be set for life.
That's true. It would be very, very easy.
Look at you, Miss Big Shot. Jill Cataldo, JillCataldo.com, the best grocery store deals of the week. Here she is in the Daily Herald. Clipping coupons is your thing, or if you'd like it to be, there's good reason to stay close to town this week. Coupon maven Jill Cataldo will talk about how to save money at the grocery store during a free seminar at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
That's right.
At the Cosman Cultural Center in Huntley.
This is going to be a big one. I think it holds like 500 people. So everybody who's had trouble getting in my classes for capacity reasons, this one you should be able to make.
The Daily Herald says with penny pinching at its highest level, perhaps in years, the timing couldn't be better for Jill Cataldo, a longtime coupon user and stay-at-home mom. She began to realize her full potential of coupons about 3 years ago. She has taught herself how to find the best deals, track grocery sales, and even get items free.
That's right.
Typically, she feeds her family of five. They're starving. $40 to $65 a week and $120 worth of groceries. In 6 months, the Huntley resident, Jill Cataldo, unwittingly has propelled her couponing hobby into a career of sorts. And then I love your line here. You say you cannot go grocery shopping anymore with your hair up and in sweatpants because people stop you and want to see what's in your cart.
That's true. It's lucky I'm not buying anything embarrassing anytime I go, especially in my town. People run over and want to see what's in my cart to see if that's what, so they can figure out what's cheap too.
Well, really, now how do they recognize you seriously, like walking around? Just that local area knows what you look like now?
Yeah, honestly, in my town, in Huntley and in Algonquin too, everybody knows me so well. Yes, yeah, so as soon as I go in the store, I usually start to attract a crowd.
So they actually follow you around to see what you're putting in the cart?
Some of them are really subtle about it because they're kind of, you can kind of see them hanging back, and finally I'll turn around and say, do I know? And like, no, you don't know me, but we were in one of your classes, or we hear you on the radio, and what's good this week, you know?
Right.
Bacon, you know, they want to know.
Is the bacon good this week?
Yes.
All they gotta do is just follow behind you then, and you put it in your cart, and then they put it in their
cart. That's kind of what they do, yes. That is exactly
what like a conga line.
It looks behind him as a conga line of the Pied Piper zipping through the aisles of some store. Really?
Yes.
Remember what I said to you last week? I said you should take guys and people who can't shopping with you to show them how that you do it.
But really, I am teaching in my classes. I have over 500 people a week I'm teaching. That'd be a lot of people to tote around to the grocery store.
Well, just pick, you know, people like 10 people and show them how to do it.
I don't know. It's easier just to teach them.
Really?
Then have them follow me around in the store, yeah.
But they are following you around in the store anyway.
Yeah, but I try to dart in. This week I went in about 10:30 at night, and I was only there like two other people in the store. That I've decided to shop late.
Isn't it great to go into a grocery store late at night?
I love it,
it's
yes.
The best.
Like it's all there just for you.
Yep, look at this. All these aisles are me. Jill Cataldo is on aisle four. Jill Cataldo is on aisle four, the coupon queen. All right, so this week we have, what? Let's go.
Starting off at Jewel this week, Kraft South Beach salad dressings. It's a balsamic vinaigrette, Johnny. Are on sale for $2.09, and there's going to be a really good deal with this. A lot of people don't realize Jewel has electronic coupons too, which are really cool because you load them to your Jewel card and you don't have to cut anything out. So this is good for someone like you. And this week they have the South Beach dressing on the electronic coupons for $1 off. So right away, if you just load it to your card through their website, you're getting it for a buck cheaper. And of course, we can use a paper coupon with this too. They let you stack, and that's really fun. So if you have another coupon, which is outlined on the blog at JillCataldo.com, you get another $1 off, and then that will bring it down to 59¢ a bottle. That's
for
$2.09.
Salad dressings.
For salad dressing, Kraft South Beach balsamic vinaigrette.
All right, in your article, you mentioned, you've told us this also, you've told us that you stock up. If you get something that you can stock up on it, keep it in the pantry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stock up on salad dressing, or does that go bad on you?
Well, it has an expiration date, but typically it's probably 6 months out. So if you really wanted to go crazy and buy 6 months worth of salad dressing, you could do it pretty cheaply.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Do you?
Well,
Who's going to use that much salad dressing?
One bottle will last you 6 months.
Yes.
If you're using it for salad, but some people use it for marinades, like for grilling or, you know, that kind of thing, too. You don't just have to use it on salad.
I recommend only buy one bottle at a time. 59 cents is enough for me. That's all I would ask for.
Well, that's fine then.
Yeah, that's right. 59 cents. Hey, did you ever use that, I don't know if they all have it, a Jewel. I think the Dominic's I was at has it. That where you can check out yourself?
Oh, yes. I've used a self-checker.
No, I'm not doing that.
No?
No, I would screw it up somehow.
It's fun, though, kind of. And if the line is long, it's easy to just whip through there and leave if you don't buy that much stuff.
So you go in there, you put your stuff in your own bag, you put your credit card in, swipe it, and take off.
Yeah, you do.
I guess.
But then you avoid, you know, the long line sometimes if there's a longer.
Right.
It always takes longer, though. It takes longer to check out yourself because you don't know the produce numbers.
See, that's what
it's
I mean.
Error. See attendant. And then there's only one attendant for four aisles, so it always takes me like an hour.
The guy likes to use it because he doesn't want people to see him checking out Summer's Eve. Or whatever else he checks out. Some crazy Hustler magazine or something. Some toy with a vibrator in it. He wants to make sure he goes by himself.
No. All that stuff at the Dominic's, really.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hustler aisle. I think that it's, I would just screw it up, and then what Guy just said about the buzzer going off, then it would be all attention would be on me, and I'd be standing there holding this bag in my hand with an unripened tomato. I don't like it.
And just stick to the regular cashier.
Yes, go right to the cashier. Jill Cataldo now. We have salad dressing. That's all we have right now.
That's all. Well, like I said, you know, these things don't always go together, but they are cheap.
Okay.
Still at Jewel, they have a really good deal growing on Nature Valley granola bars and General Mills fruit roll-ups. So if you have kids and you want lunch snacks for them, this is a good time to stock up on this stuff. If you buy 10 boxes, and again, this is kind of a stock-up thing, but 10 boxes go quick with kids, the before-sale price is $30. They're about $3 a box. But Jewel's got one of these payback deals going where if you buy them, they give you money back to spend in the store later. You're going to get $17 back. So at that point, you're down to $13 for 10 boxes. Of course, we're going to use coupons with this, too, and on the blog, they're all outlined for you. If you do, it's going to work out to $9.30 for your 10 boxes of granola bars and fruit snacks. That's 93 cents a box.
I know you're saying, hey, everybody, she's talking too fast. How am I going to write this down? I'm driving. I'm trying with my toes. JillCataldo.com. JillCataldo.com. You'll find it there.
That'll
what
bring
else?
Them down to under a buck a box.
All right, granola bars, roll-ups, 10 boxes, $9. Got some salad dressing. Got lunch.
There
now
you
what?
Go. Yeah, that's a great lunch. And then to add in with that lunch, still at Jewel, they have Bic Comfort 3 razors very cheaply.
What?
I was just a bad transition. I wasn't really going from food. We're going from food to personal care now, Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, razors for shaving.
I love shaving.
I do too. Bic Comfort 3 razors are on sale for $2.14, and guess what? There was a $2 off coupon in the paper. So that's going to bring them down to 14 cents for a 3-pack of razors.
Those little blue Bics?
No, these are nicer. These are the Comfort 3. I think these are triple blade. It's also the Bic Soleil, the women's ones, are in the same deal. So you can get them for 14 cents a pack.
Yeah. Guy, you use the Soleil, right? On your legs?
Yeah, it moisturizes yeah. while it shaves.
That's right. It has cream comes out of it, doesn't it? That's what she said.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob.
It.
Yeah, oh, there you go. If you want to get in, grab some brew, get out, boom, liquor, out. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
No, but then the attendant still has to check your ID.
ID.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one attendant for 8 lanes. Yeah. It's terrible.
Check that guy's ID. He has Summer's Eve and a Hustler and a 12-pack of Bud Light. Jill Cataldo, what else we got?
Well, over at Kmart, Revlon Color Silk Hair Color is on sale. $2 a box, and there's a coupon out for $1 off, too. So you can get two of them for $1.50 each.
Make sure the carpet matches the drapes. Good idea.
Like I say, the recession is no excuse to not, you know, look fabulous. So
that's right.
$1.50, that's pretty cheap to do your hair up.
I think it's very important you say that again. The recession and being broke is no excuse to look slimy.
That's right. I agree.
Beautify yourself.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Beautify yourself.
Oh, yeah. Especially at this price.
Right.
Who wants to walk around with, you know, grays up there?
Nope.
$1.50. Wash them away.
I'm talking about down there, but go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, that's another story.
That's right. I'm talking about down south where you live. Well, you live north. Never mind.
No, I'm north.
That's right. Huntley.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Heading over to CVS, they have a moneymaker deal on Neutrogena bars of soap. And moneymaker deals are when the store pays us to shop. These are my favorite kind of deals. The deal at CVS is if you buy any two Neutrogena beauty face products, you will get $10 back in what they call ECBs, extra care bucks. This is just like money to spend on whatever you do want at CVS. Well, if you buy two bars of soap, they are only $2.99 each. So you're going to pay $5.98, get your soap, and get $10 back to spend in the store. That's a sweet deal.
And you see, sometimes these rebate things, you say all this money you get back, and it's not hard, right? You're just going to go in there, they're going to send it to you, they're going to give it to you in some sort of credit form.
It's not a rebate. It comes out right on the receipt.
Right at the end of checkout.
Yes, right at the checkout. You get it right on the receipt, and it says $10 to spend at CVS next time. You can turn around, and then for you guys that want the beer, you know, CVS has a liquor department, believe it or not. Then you could turn around and go get, you know, some free alcohol after you buy your soap. How's
that? You're talking. You got Neutrogena and some liquor. Yes, Guy, go. Gus, your name is Gus. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny B, what's happening?
You tell me.
I refuse to use the self-checkout because you're taking away someone's job that way.
That's right. This is America. Oh. Someone is out of work because of that. That's the reason I don't do it, too. That's what I was going to say.
That means if you drive your own car, you're eliminating, what, a chauffeur?
I did. I know. And that's why I have four chauffeurs. I have one for every day and one for every car. Go ahead, Jill.
That's all right. Okay, and then lastly at CVS still, Colgate Total Advanced, back to, you know, the health thing and not taking care of ourselves through the session, they have it on sale for $2.99 at CVS, and it also has an extra care buck deal. If you buy it, you get $2.99 back. So you don't even need a coupon with this. You're going to spend $3, and they're going to give you $3 back to spend in the store. If you do use a coupon, they'll be paying you. There's a 75-cent coupon outlined on the blog at JillCataldo.com. Use the coupon, buy your toothpaste, and you'll be making 75 cents. Pretty sweet. And you have clean teeth, too.
That's great. All right, come on, one more thing. What do you got?
One more thing?
Yeah.
Well, that was my last thing, but
oh,
I was just spared. Did
right.
you want one more?
No,
or
no, I want you to. I don't know when you're done. You got to check out.
I said lastly.
No, but
CVS.
You didn't say I'm going to check out. I'm the coupon queen or anything like that.
I thought maybe we were still discussing the self-checker.
No, we're not.
All right, we're done. It's time to check out, Johnny. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
So you could go like more like, I'm time to check out, man. Like I always go, like I always go, look at here now, look at me now.
That's you.
You should go like more like, hey man, time to check it out. We're checking out now, man.
Like jive talking.
Yeah, like that.
Oh my lord. It's going to be horrible, you know that.
Go on, just try it.
Johnny, it's time to check out.
That's perfect.
I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
Go follow Jill around today. Don't forget her seminar. Boy, look at that. It's go to JillCataldo.com. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Cosman Cultural Center in Huntley. She's going to be giving you a big speech tomorrow night. Yes, Norby. I like the name Norb. That is old school, man. Hey, Norb.
You got it, brother. How you doing, Jesse?
What up, Norb?
Hey, you know, here's my problem with self-checkout. I'm already paying top dollar for the product. Now I got to bag it myself. Now, here's the thing. You knock a couple bucks off. Hey, I'm all in.
Right. Good point. Somebody's going to give me, for everything I check out or bag myself, you take a dollar off, I'll bag it myself.
There you go. And here's the other thing. Tell Heidi I said hi.
Heidi who?
Heidi Laguerre.
Just a second. Heidi Laguerre. Norb. That's right. There's only one Norb. I'm sure you know Heidi Laguerre. Norb says hi.
You're the man, John.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man. Hey, where is Heidi Laguerre? Why do you need to say hi to her right now?
Because she always hears me on the radio, and I told her next time I'd say hey.
Heidi Laguerre, that's the big Norb right there. You are,
hey,
guys.
Johnny, here you go. Click.
Coupon queen, smartest shopper I've ever seen.
Go to JillCataldo.com.
Coupon queen, milk, cereal, or even greens, oh yeah.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Johnny B.
Johnny B.
Now on 97.9
The Loop.